She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Exercise, getting out there, doing it however you can, whether you like to walk or jog or do Pilates or do yoga. We have got to make it a habit to get out there and exercise. I've been working out and I'm getting some good muscle tone here, and it's really nice when it shows. Woohoo, I got some guns on me. You know who else has incredible muscle tone and incredible beauty and intelligence is Carol Alt, who is back. Hi, Carol.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me back.
It's so great to have you back. All right, Carol, so I know that you're into yoga. What motivates you to keep on going with the yoga? And do you like to sometimes branch out and try other forms of exercise too?
Well, yeah, sure. I'd love to branch out and try other things and see what's out there. But I think the really big thing for me with yoga is that I like doing it. I think the problem is with a lot of people is that they don't set a goal. And my goal with my workout was, of course, muscle tone and to maintain my shape, but also to de-stress, because raw food really helps me maintain my shape. But I was really looking for 30 minutes a day that was just for me, that I didn't feel guilty about, that would help me de-stress, still work on my core and my muscle groups to give me tone, and at the same time, help me to just get back in touch with my body. And I think a lot of people forget that that's what exercise is really about.
I love that you say that, Carol, because for me, I mean, Lisa and I had a conversation last week and we were saying how for 2015, I'm going to start exercising. And I used to be an exercise nut. And I kind of fell off the, you know, fell off the wagon when I had my kids and I work so many hours and, you know, I'm just traveling all the time. And what I said is next year I'm doing it. And I love yoga too. I love hot yoga. What kind of yoga do you like doing?
You know what? I'm going to be very honest with you. The easiest possible, most readily available yoga there is. I do it right in my office. I sometimes have a trainer come in and work with me to make sure I stay on track. But because my yoga mat stares at me every day, I know that I have to do my 3 times a week. And I don't push myself to be crazy. I know what maintains me. I'm very aware of my body and what maintains my body. So I try not to overdo it. I know at a certain age you could start pulling muscles and trying to overdo it, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Try not to overdo it, but I make sure that I do it. And I find that if I have to leave my office, if I have to go out into the cold, if I go into a place and have to change my clothes, and then have to change to go back, and I'm sweating outside in the cold, and then I get back to my office, that's a waste of too much time for me. It's a half an hour to get there and get back. And that half an hour, I've done my yoga and I'm done. Do you know what I'm saying?
I love that. Oh, yeah. You know, and it's so true, because that's, I keep saying to myself, oh my God, it's a 2-hour ordeal by the time I drive there, by the time I come back, by the time I shower, by the time I do this. And I know what, how much I love yoga, because I have my most amazing creative moments when I'm doing my yoga. So it's something that's, it's such a non-negotiable for me, but getting the, finding the time to do it. And I love that you're saying that, because that really shaves a lot of time. So thank you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think that we should feel guilty that we don't go out to a gym. We don't belong to a gym. We're not working out with other people. And oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I bring a girl in every now and then who makes sure I'm doing my moves correctly, to make sure I'm on the right track, make sure I'm not doing something wrong that's going to hurt me, gives me a couple more moves to work on until the next time she comes. It's not expensive. It is easy to do. And I can do my yoga at my own pace any time of the day that I'm ready to do it, which usually for me is in the morning right after I wake up, just get it done out of the way. But it's right there. I don't have to go out. I don't have to do anything crazy. For me, you know, I know every year everybody goes, oh, my New Year's resolution is I'm going to work out more. And they last a couple weeks and then they don't. And I find there's big problems with making that resolution. The first is, because you haven't worked out in a while and you're making this resolution and you want to be good to the resolution, you do too much. You work out too much too quickly. You have sore muscles. You don't like what you're doing. You feel forced to do it. And I think that exercising should really be fun. So there's steps to take, I think. I think the first step is to realize what your goals are. Set your goals for the year. By the end of the year, I want to do 10 perfect yoga moves. The end of the year, I want to be able to lift 10 pounds of weight on each arm 40 times. You have to set your goal. Something, you know what you can do now, set your goal for the end of the year, and work your way towards that goal during the year. And have fun doing it. And don't stress yourself about doing it. Don't say, I have to have the latest workout gear. I mean, I work out in my sweat. In my office, my 30 minutes for me. Don't call me on the phone. I'm not answering. Minutes for Carol. And I know what I want to do. I know what I want to accomplish. And I push myself just enough each day to get there.
Carol, I'm so glad you brought up fun because I think that's a huge part of it. If you're doing something you can't stand, find something else. I mean, nowadays, there's so many interesting things that you can do. I've been doing some TRX. I've been doing something called Zanga, which is a combination of Pilates and yoga and Tai Chi. My husband just started taking Tai Chi, which he absolutely loves. And he keeps telling me I should because of my monkey mind. And I know I should. So that's a goal of mine as well, to do more calming exercises. But right, Andrea, I mean, if you're not enjoying it, you're definitely not going to stick with it.
Oh, my God. It's definitely all about fun. And, you know, Carol, I want to go back to something you mentioned before, which I think was a really important point. You talked about exercising in the morning. And, you know, what's so fascinating about that is that for people who are having trouble sleeping, exercising in the morning is amazing because evening exercises raises our cortisol levels. So for people who are having trouble sleeping, it's great to exercise in the morning. So I love that you said that, Carol. Thank you.
Well, I think the issue with working out in the afternoon is after you've had a long day, you're too tired to get off the couch and do it. You've got to make dinner. You've got to get the kids ready for bed. You've got to, you know, cater to your husband or whatever it is that you're doing in the evening. It's family time again. Mm-hmm. So I do it if I'm with Alexei. I get up earlier in the morning and I do it when he's not awake because he distracts me. And I don't want to be distracted. I know what I need to do, my Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays. And, of course, you know, I do other things besides yoga. You know, when you live in a city, you walk a lot, you carry things. I always take the stairs. I, you know, walk to my appointments for as long as I can before I hop a subway or hop a cab or whatever it is that I do. But I incorporate it during my day in between my yoga days. But my yoga days, you know, Alexei can stay in bed and I will get up and do my half hour, even if I do it in the room with him and I talk to him while I'm doing it. I don't allow people to distract me. And at the end of the day, there's really a lot of distraction. And like you said, that cortisol level goes up. You need that in the morning to get you through your day.
Exactly.
Yeah, you definitely do.
The biggest thing is to have fun doing it. You know, when you look at this as a chore, oh, I have to do it. Believe me, there are days I go, ugh. It's Wednesday. I got to do my yoga before I talk to Lisa and Andrea on the phone. You know, there are days like that. But the minute I do that first exercise, I'm raring to go. So I know all I have to do is get my butt on the mat and do that first exercise. And then the next thing I know, my 30 minutes is up. So it's a mindset to do it, but at the same time, not to make yourself so crazy over it and work yourself out so hard that you dread doing it. Work yourself out hard enough. You know, we did a segment with Tony Greco from Ottawa, and he did a segment on 2 minutes on each muscle group. You don't have to do more than 2 minutes. 2 minutes, when you are timing it, is a really long time to be hanging by your thumbs. You know what I mean? It's a long time to be doing squat. It's a long time to be lifting weights. It's a long time to be holding a yoga, you know, yoga move. 2 minutes is certainly enough to give you whatever goal you have in mind for your body on each muscle group.
I love that, Carol. Simplicity. And I think at the end of the day, that's what it's about, and having fun, like you guys mentioned. We are out of time for today, Carol. Again, the time flies by when
already?
We have you on, but thank you. I know, right? Where did the time go? Happy, happy holidays to you, Carol. And we're very excited to have you on as a regular on our show. And if you want to learn more about Carol or follow Carol, you can follow her on Twitter at Model Carol Alt and on Facebook. /Model Carol Alt. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio.